any of your favourite Ned and Josh moments from today? Catch up on the podcast now. At hit1047.com.au.
Josh, there was a guy back in 2015. Remember 2015?
Yeah.
Six years ago. It was an incredible time to be alive.
You could go to a concert still.
Exactly right. You could do a lot more stuff than you could do right now. And a guy decided he was going to go to a casino, a very high echelon casino in England, London.
Okay, nice.
Went there.
There are only a few in London.
Yeah, it was on Mayfair.
Oh, and you know that's good
because it's one of the last boards on Monopoly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the last squares for sure.
That's how you know it's one of the swanky parts of London.
It might be the last. No, I think Park Place is. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway,
it's
this guy
fancy.
Went there and he lost $27 million.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he lost a lot of money. Well,
you've got to have that kind of money in order to lose that kind of money, don't you? Because you just...
I hope so.
Last time I played the pokies, I stopped after I'd lost like $30. Yeah. I was like, this is getting too rich for my money. And then, but $27 million?
Yeah. I should give credit where credit's due. He didn't lose it. He spent it. But he entered the casino with $27 million and he left with $1.2 million.
Okay,
so over the course of 5 days, his bank account was depleted of $27
million. 5 days?
Yeah, he was there for a while. He was staying there, though.
Oh, okay.
He was just at the table going, like, rack him up again.
Get me another shot of adrenaline. We're going again.
No, he was just staying
at
the casino.
Hell.
Now, something that's happened to me many times is not only losing, but having $27 million. That's never happened to me. That'll never happen to me. But there's something that happens to me where I leave the casino and I go, damn it, they got me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I lost a bunch of money. That sucks.
Yep. The house won. The house always wins.
The house always wins, and today it's been proven true. What I've never done is thought, you know what I should do? I should try and sue this casino because they allured me to their tables, making promises of rewards that I would receive. This guy reckons that he's owed around $250,000.
This is
$250,000.
Fascinating to me.
And he's saying that there was like an incentive, there was like an unspoken agreed incentive of like 0.09% of the amount of money he put over. So he's owed $250,000.
So is he basing this on things like comped drinks, comped rooms, all that sort of stuff?
So
we're encouraging him to stay.
It's like if you put this money on the table, you might get 0.001% back. Mm. So it's like, oh, well, if I spend $1 million, I'll get $50.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
All right. So he's going for the 250K.
Yeah, the court has said, no way, Jose.
Yeah, okay,
No, you're not getting this money. You played fair and square. But I honestly think the casino should rise to the occasion and go, $250,000 out of the 27 we got out of you? That's sure, you can have it.
But then everyone's going to come calling.
Yeah.
This is the problem. I want to see not a movie, because there's not enough in it for a movie, but maybe just a TV episode of this guy's gumption and his like excitement about this legal battle. Because I guarantee you the thought he was having, there was once upon a time that people never sued fast food companies for making you overweight. Somebody never sued a tobacco company.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the first guy to sue a casino. And I'm going to be a millionaire. And then the end of the episode is just the judge with the gavel going, no. Yeah.
It's just a very long commercial.
Yeah, that's it. 104.7's Ned and Josh.